Morning, Masechet Bava Metzia, Daf Kafchet Koach. Please go, there's lots of Koach. Amash, we need Koach to stay on here. The fighting's carrying on. Dedicate the Shir Nishmat, all these soldiers and civilians who've died in the war. Tzu'im should all be healed. Chatufim, mention Matan Shachar Ben Enat, the surviving member of the Peretz tank, should be probably returned safely, and all the other Chatufim. Everyone should be Matzliach. Okay, so we saw in the Mishnah that Rav told us that if a Siman, we're still discussing whether Simanim are Doraita or Drabanan. So if the Siman isn't Doraita, says Rav, then how can you give something back to somebody based on the Siman? So he said, well, another guy said, maybe because it's Nichele. In other words, people are happy to do that because just like if I lose something, I'm happy to give a Siman and get it back. I don't care if you do something and you give a Siman, I give it back to you. It works for us both ways. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Elahad Itnan, Rabbi Shimon Gadol Omer, Echad Lovi Mishlosha Yachzir Lovi. So we saw in the Daf the other day, right on Daf Kaf, already a week ago, more than a week ago, last week Wednesday, Rabbi Shimon Gadol said like this, we saw that if you find documents on the floor, and it's Echad Lovi from three, that one guy borrowed money, he's got documents from three different lenders. You give the documents back to the Lovi because he's that makes sense. That one guy borrowed from all three people, and the chance that the three guys didn't give the one borrower the money, the documents to keep. So the documents belong to the lender. Sorry, belong to the borrower. Shlosha shlava mina echad, right? Yachzi lemalve. And likewise, if three guys borrowed money from the same person, you give the documents back to the lender. So says the Gemara via v'nichele lelove la'adur lemave. Is this convenient? What do you mean nichele? You think that just because a love lost his document, and now he happened to lose the same document, the two other people also lost, and you're going to give it back to the malve? That means that the lender can go and claim the money again. What if the love lost it? Is it nichele? Is it nice for the borrower that you gather got documents back to the malve? So Amalei Hatam Svara said, no, that's not because of Nichele. That's because of the Svara. That's because it's more logical. Why? Echad of Mishlosha Yachzir Lelove. If three guys lent money to the same person, it makes sense that you give it back to the guy that borrowed the money. Why? The Gabe Lelove Shiche. Because it makes sense that it was his. Gabe Malve Lo Shiche. It isn't common that the Malve would have documents from other Malvim as well, that other guys lent money to this guy. And Robert. Shma Mina Mi Lelove Nafol. And vice versa. So what about Shloshe Shlava Meechad? Yachzu Lemalve. Same idea. The Gabe Malve Shchichi. Gabe Lo Shchichi. Same idea. So there it's all about a Svara. That's what we got up to yesterday. Right? So there's not Nicha. It's called a Svara. So the Gemara asks another Kashi on this. Right? Another Kashi here on David, mute. Another Kashi there on Rava. And Rava says Nicha. So Elahad, it's Nan. We saw a Mishnah on Daf Kaf as well. We saw Mishnah over there where Matzah Tachrich Shel Shtarot to Agudah Shel Shtarot Areze Yachzir. Again, if a guy lost a bundle of papers or all folded up or rolled up, look at Rashi said over here, Dimishum Siman Imadrin, if you give signs, you get them back to him. Imnatan Malve Siman Machzirin Lo. And if the Malve gave a Siman, we give the documents back to the Malve. Vi Nafu Minat the Lovet Rashi. What if the Lovet was when he lost it? But the Malve happened to have the Simanim. So, Minichele, did the Have Henech Takante Dihadra Besiman? Do you think the Love is happy that here you give the documents back to the Malve? Vanichele, did the Have Beyada Motzilan? The Love would rather have it that the guy who found it keeps it forever. Don't give it back to anybody. You know what? You don't trust me, far, but don't give it back to the Malve. So, what? Nichele? What do you mean, Nichele? The girl was asking Rav another question. What do you mean, Nichele? Right? Hachinami. So that's where the question should have ended over there. Rava says, you know what? It must be Simanin Doraita. Dichtiv, and he brings a pasuk which we saw already the other day. We've seen this a few times, this pasuk. That the last article stays with you till achicha darosh achicha, till your achicha demands it from you. So the Gemara says, "V'chitali al darchash yitnenu kolim shidushenu." And what we need the pastor to tell me until he asks for it, what we give it before he asks for it. And the darosh over here isn't—it's a drasha. So that's the same word, but it's not the drosh. Darosh yachicha imcha is a drosha. What's the drosha? Ele darshayu. You've got to check im ramayu and ramayu, right? And how do you do that? Lab v'simanim. Shma Minas Yesh Rava Simani Mardoraita. Okay, that's how Rava concludes. So Rava started off the writer, it must be the writer that we're doing. I'm a Rava. So now Rava says like this. So Rava starts a bit of a discussion over here. The Gemara is going to be a little bit surprised by the discussion. Right? So I'm a Rava. Im timtzi lomar simanim doraita. So now if you want to say simanim doraita, right? Look at Rashi over here, the very first narrow lines of Rashi. Ravuta nakat. What does he mean? The afilu aminam doraita. Even if you say doraita, afilu adim adifakirim afarish v'azil simanim v'adim inaten lebar adim. In other words, the Gemara is saying over here that what Rashi, Rava is really saying is, not that if it is doraita, because Rava has already said it's doraita. But he means is, even though it might be doraita, Even if you say that it's doraita, right? It still could be that simanim doraita adi might still be better. That's what Rav wants to say. Look here. Imtim tzilomar. What do you mean, imtim tzilomar? Ha, pashat le. You already said that simanim doraita. The Gemara says, no. Mishum dekrema kedek kashina. The reason why Rav says, maybe if you want to say, because even though apu was that simanim doraita, if you remember yesterday, if you quickly go look back on Daf Kaf Zayin Amud Bet, about 15 lines from the top of the Amud, in line with Tosfot where it says there, Kisva Arniki. See that Tosfot there, the third, fourth Tosfot of the Daf says Kisva Arniki. We said there, the same Pasuk Rav Avod, Bechiz Aliyah Al-Dachash, you didn't look close, you think you're hearing before you ask for it. And the Darshah, you had to explain, Imramayu or Enramayu. My love is Simanim, either with Simanim. And that's where this Gemara ended. So it must be the Simanim. And there the Gemara said, no. Maybe Ba'edim. You might need to bring Adim to check that the guy's not a liar. So that's why Rava says, even though Rava seems to put it as Doraita, he says, even if you say, right, that this is my proof, you might fob me off like we did yesterday and say, no, even that Pasuk when it says, Darshay, you've got to check that the liar. How do you check with Simanim, with Adim, not with Simanim? So now Rava continues and says scenarios over here. So what happens now if we've got your word against mine with regard to Simanim? So Simanim v'Simanim. You bring Simanim and somebody else brings Simanim. He says, I got Simanim. Other guy says, I got Simanim. Look at Rashi. Simanim v'Simanim. Ba'ushnaim v'daknu Simanim. Both guys come, each give a Simanim. What's the answer? Yaniach. We leave it there forever. Now what's Yaniach? Look at Rashi. Ad she'avo Eliyahu. You open up a trust account, if it's money, and you go to the bank, you deposit in the bank account, you say, this money is in trust until Eliyahu Navi comes. Full stop. Or if it's a cow or a sheep or a car, I don't know what you do with it. We'll see just now. We'll see just now. We're going to discuss how long you got to keep these things for, and when you can sell them, what you can do with it. But bottom line is, you don't give it to anybody. It's one against one. What about Simani V'Aidim? So yes, says Rava, you not tell about the Aidim. You give to the Aidim. Why? Because even if you tell me that Simanim are Doraita, Enachinami, Adim are stronger than Simanim. Okay, so even though they both might be Doraita, they aren't equal. So I've got a Siman and you've got two Adim, the Adim will take it. What about Simanim? The one guy's got Simanim, the other guy's got Simanim, V'Aid Echad, Simanim and one Aid. So now, are Simanim and one Aid stronger than two Simanim? Look at the Gemara gives, the Rava says, Aid Echad command delete Damiv Yaniach. We ignore the one Aid. Another thing is one out. Now there are cases Eid Echad Neman be Surin. Right now, for example, we know that I was discussing it yesterday, we were learning in Kiddushin. Where do we know the source for Eid Echad Neman be Surin out of interest? Did anybody know when we learned the source from? I didn't remember, by the way. I'm not checking. It's interesting. Where do we know that you can rely on one Eid? What's the source for it?
Sota.
From Nida. The Safra La. You trust your wife when she counts her Shiva Nakim. See, that's even a woman. I mean, even. I'm saying that it's not limited. It's not Eid Echad Neman Bishurin only for a man, right? So a woman, we trust her when she counts. She's the only to give Eidim that she had seven Akim, that she went to the mikveh, whatever. We trust her. She says she went to the mikveh, she went to the mikveh. You believe her and that's it. So only go and check her out. So here he says, but there are cases where we say Eid Echad Neman Bishurin. There's not an Isurin, right? This indeed a mamonot. And here, we want Eidim. So one aid together with simanim is no better than me having just siman. If we ignore the one out altogether, we're back to square one. Siman versus siman. V'yaniach, you leave it there and trust it. Eide ariga v'eide nefila. What happens if one guy says, I saw that guy weaving that blanket or sewing that suit. And the other guy says, I saw that blanket falling off the back of his truck. And they're two different people. So says Rava, tinatele eide nefila. We give it to the guy who says he saw it falling off the back of the truck. The truck owner owns it. Why? Damrinan, zvune zavneo, me'ina shachirin afal. The Anachinami, that guy might have been the guy who sold it. But in the meantime, he sold it to somebody else. And it's from somebody else that it fell off the back of the truck. Because you got aided that you sewed it. So every tailor who sewed a suit in his life, every suit that gets lost that he sewed is his? No, he sold, made it for a client. He lost it. So I think this is like circumstantial evidence, right? Is that a bit more, that would be the right term here? Or is there a better term for it? Like when we're going after, we're looking now at which argument makes more sense. A lot of svara over here. If a guy brings midat or kov, midat or chvor, one guy says, I can tell you how long it was. Sari, for example, right? That sari's 7 meters long. Another guy says, look, I don't know how long it is, but I can tell you that it's a meter wide. That's a tinyatet le midat or kov. You give it to the guy who knows how long it is. It seems, if you know how long the sari is, now, anybody can see a woman wearing a sari and estimate on her body that it's a meter long because it's wrapped around this way. The chokhmah is to know how long it is when it's open. That, unless you're the owner, you don't really see. Correct? So that would be, you'll know what a sari is, right? All right, okay. Now, what if the midrat rochvo, shurek emeshaile, kad michsela marvakai? He says over here. Because why? The shur of the rochav, that's something that you can assess even when it's on the person. I thought of that example, sorry, it was Purim recently. We used the sorry. Okay? So it made sense. Then what about one person says, midat or ko umidat tochvo? One guy tells you, I can tell you how long it is and how wide it is. And the other guy says, umidat gamav. Now what's gamav? Rashi Davia gamav is a gamma. If you look at that, Rashi actually draws the picture here in the Rashi. He says, gamav, gam, yevanit, asuya, kamin, like a kaf sofit. Like an L shape. Now, what does that mean? That's talking about. So Rashi says, "What's the gam?" Lahachi karu orech verochav yachad gamav. So what's it? Like the surface area, the length by the width. How did that translate in English? By the way, surface area, like length by breadth.
It just says the combined measure of length and breadth, but that's area.
That's area. Yeah, so that's the area, right? So but now you're telling me about Orko V'Rochvo. So yeah, no, you don't. You give it to the guy who tells you how long and wide it is. Not sure why, to be honest. But that would be, I suppose, don't it? Midat Orko, Midat Rochvo. One guy tells you how long it is and how wide it is. Another guy tells you how much it weighs. Midat Mishkol Otav. So I know let's use the sorry example, weighs 1.5 kilos. You're not telling me Midat Mishkol Otav. I suppose it's easy to try and assess the length and the width, but you've got to really be the balabait to know how much it weighs. Hu omer siman. And now we come to another discussion Rava says. That was all with regards to clothing. What about with regards to a get? Get gets lost. Hu omer siman haget. So the husband says, Rashi says, omer meni nafal shem nimlachti yishron liten. I changed my mind. I didn't want to give the get. I had the get. I lost the get. It's mine. The woman said, what are you talking about? We could divorce. It's mine. She wants a ketubah. She already got another man. For she's concerned, she's divorced. What do you mean we're not divorced? Right? So he says, he gives simani, but he omeret simani aget. Yinaten la. We give it to her. Why do we give it to her? Look at this Rashi over here. Yinaten la. Shehu netano v'yodea simani. He, whether he did or didn't give it to her, he wrote the get, right? He prepared the get. So it's pasha that he knows the simani on the get. Even if he never gave it to her, he knows the simani on the get. Aval he, imlo netano la, mechan yada. But the only way she could know the simanim is if he gave it to her. So the fact that she knows the simanim is proof that he gave it to her. He'd always know the simanim. Whether he gave it or didn't give it back, the difference. The only way she can know is if she got it. So we trust her. It's a migul. So now the Rav says, "Bemai, what sort of simanim are we talking about? If it's the length and breadth, the size of the get, so that doesn't help us. Maybe when they found it there, the guy's holding it, the guy who found it, she can see it. In a neck of Yeshua Batsad Ot Ploni. He said, no. She recognized that there's a hole in the next to one of the letters, and that would be her siman. Hu omer siman echut. Still talking about the get over here. He says, he gives a siman from the chut. Rashi says, yeah, sure, I get kashuv. What with the thread that's tying with the string that's tying together. The yom eretz ibane achut, and she also says ibane achut. The same thing, yinaten la. Why? Yinaten la. But my ilay bechibro. So that's the same story because she only know that one. And what about ilay bechibro besumki? What if they gave colors? The dilma behind the naked lechazi. Maybe when they stepped out, she saw the colors. So the Gemara says, and b'midat orko hu omer. B'midat orko. We're talking about the length there, the size wise. They would trust her. Who omer bechafisa? Who omer bechafisa? Yinaten lo. If he says that the get was in a box, they found it in a box, and she says they found it in a box, then you give it to him. Why? Because she knows, she lived with the guy, she knows that he keeps all his things in a box. So where would the get be? It would be in a box. That's not a big deal. That doesn't prove necessarily that it was hers. So unless we've got persuasive evidence that she could never have known about it unless the get actually arrived in her hands, we give it to him. If it's persuasive that she couldn't have known about it unless it arrived in her hands, we give it to her. Okay? That's the end of that. New Mishnah. Still carrying on this. Now we're discussing about Admatai Lahachris. So we saw, I said we're going to get to the situation now on how long we're going to keep it for. Before we get to that, we're discussing, once you've got it, I think someone spoke to me the other day, we mentioned, who mentioned it?
Don't you need Edei Mesira for the get?
For the get? Robert asked a good question. We said
the
Edim are not around. I was going to say, we're talking about a few years later, and the Edim who are signed on the get, and that is are dead, I suppose. So in a different country or whatever. But I'm saying, what are we passing? There was a machloket. Was Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shema. Who was it? Edei Mesira, Edei Chatima Karti? Remember that? That was a ketubah. Steve's right. Ketubah. That was a kiddushin for a ketubah. Edei Mesira Karti.
No, that's the get.
The get, now get. Karti, Steve, get us. Steve, you threw me out. Karti, Edei Mesira, Karti. Karti is a get, kritut. A get, kritut. We need a befana nechta, befana nechtam. That's when we needed Edim as well. That was for a ketubah. Right. Even in that, it's a get also, by the way. That's a get also. It's all getting. Well, I'm getting rusty here. What did Gemara say the other day? We used the Lashon. We said too much rust. He'alu chaluda rabba. Dishtich tvei. That was on Daf Kav Vav. We said dishtich tvei. We are all a case of dishtich tvei. We're very rusty over here. But Edei Mesira Karti, Edei Chatima Karti was a machloket. Look it up, please, somebody, quickly.
They won't eat only see my name if they bring the Edei Mesira.
Right. Edei Mesira Karti. Okay, Aloha Machloked, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Meir says, Edei Chatima, and Rabbi Lazar says, Edei Mesira, and we paskin like Rabbi Lazar, Edei Mesira Karti. So you've got to see the Edim who giving the get. So Robert says, we're the Edei Mesira if she wants her get. Okay, so we have to say that the Edei Mesira aren't here.
Probably see my name if she's got the
Edei Mesira. Yeah, okay. So now, Admatai Chayv Lahachris. So how long do we take now? How long do you have to announce for? So Ad Kadeshi Yadu Baboshchena. Tanakama Divrei Meir. Right? It says, until the neighbors know. So who are the neighbors? Look at Rashi. We'll see the who the neighbors are. Rabbi Yudom Meir Shalosh Regalim. Everybody says, for three regalim, you've got to be advertising. And that seems to be the halacha, by the way. We'll see now. It's a little bit different. V'achar haregel acharon shiva yamim keshelech lebet roshav yachzor shloshav yachriz yom echad. So three regalim. Let's say now it's coming up. Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot. And after Sukkot, you've got to wait 7 days still to give him time, 3 days to travel home from the regel, to check his book, his house home, that it's not his, he lost it. 3 days to come back, and 1 day to busy himself with finding it. So three regalim, you've got to be announcing this, putting it up before you can actually take it, right? So the Gemara says, Tana shochnei aveda. Ma shchenei aveda. What is shchenei aveda? If it's the neighbors of the guy who lost it, if you know who the neighbors are of the guy who lost it, then go give it to the guy who lost it. How do you know who his neighbors are? You obviously know who he is. So if you know who he is, go give it to him. So it can't be his neighbors. You've got to notify the people, according to Rabbi Meir, in the vicinity of where you found it. Now, why is that? Right? Because Shema Shelaheni, it might be one of theirs. Makes sense. If you found lost article in a certain place, the chances are pretty good that the guy who lost it lives in the area. Right? That's just logic. Rabbi Yehuda said three regalim. So the Gemara says, Raminu, we've got a steer here on Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says three regalim, and after the three regalim, we need 7 days. Why 7 days? 3 days there, 3 days back, and 1 day to work with. So what does it look like on Rabbi Yehuda? That the distance, the time of travel from the Har Habayit, from the Beit HaMikdash, to get to wherever you're going to get to, of the Olei Regalim and back, is 3 days in each direction. So what are you talking about? We've got a Gemara in Masechet Tanit, and there is a Machloket, B'shlosha B'mar Cheshvan Sholin Ragashamim. Tanakama says that on the 3rd of Cheshvan, we start asking for the rain. And then Gamliel says, no, not on the 3rd of Cheshvan, B'shiv Avo, on the 7th of Cheshvan. Why the 7th of Cheshvan? He says, Tet Vav Yom Achar Achag, that's 15 days after Sukkot. So you want to give the guards 15 days. Why? Kreshiagia Acharon Shebet Yisrael, the Nahar Prat. You want to at least let the guards who are traveling outside of Israel to cross the Nahar Prat back to Bavel. So it seems that over here, now it takes 15 days to get out of Eretz Yisrael. So how could you tell us in the Mishnah that you got 3 days, Rabbi Yehuda, to get there and 3 days to get back? It takes 15 days just to go there. Right? Question clear, correct? So I'm Rav Yosef Lokar, this is not a stira. Can do Migdash Rishon, can do Migdash Shani. Rav Yosef, depends, the first thing about Migdash. But Migdash Rishon didn't fish Yisrael too, but there were lots of people in Israel. Tichtiv Bayu Yudav Yisrael Rabim Kechol Asher Alayam Lerov. There, the Pasuk over there says, in Melachim, sorry, that there were so many people there, Yudav Yisrael Rabim Kechol Asher Alayam Lerov, the sand on the seas. So there were so many people, but in a Kulai, you needed 15 days to get back. But Mikdash Sheini, the non-official shelter, it wasn't such a big population. It was like just a few 100,000 people. Lo binan Kulai, it was enough for 3 days. That is the answer of Yosef says. Amalei Abaya, Abaya says, Rav Yosef, what are you talking about, Abaya? What do you mean, Rav Yosef? That's a simple, right? He has an algorithm again. Rav Yosef says something, comes on Abaya, Tokef. But I say, what are you talking about? V'hakati v'yeshvu ha'konim v'levim. The one pasuk says over here that even during the second Beit HaMikdash in Nehemiah, shakonim v'levim v'ashoarim, and the shorim and the singers, v'na am avitim kol chol Yisrael, v'yiga ha'chodesh ha'shviu b'nei Yisrael b'arehem. They were all over the cities. The next pasuk says, v'amashorim v'yishrael b'arehem, v'kevan da'achihu. He says, and since they were all spread out all over the Shah, even the second Beit HaMikdash, ipchem istabra. It makes sense the other way around. Now in the second Beit HaMikdash it took longer than in the first. Why? Look what he says. Mikdash Rishon, Anachinami, the first Mikdash, the fish shell too. There were lots of people living, a much bigger population. But because of that, the mitzvat alma, there were groups of people, tzavta, from tzivta, right? Groups. And therefore, there was such a big demand, the caravans were going night and day. And therefore, Lo Bainan Kulahai, you could get there quicker because the guards are traveling day and night. So a journey that takes 3 days, you're doing 1.5 days because they're going to drive through the night. So you can get there quicker because so many people, the taxi associations were busy. They didn't mind the taxi drivers working at night because they're full of business. Vesagi Batatim, and therefore in 3 days, you could do it. On the other hand, the Migdash Sheini, the Lord of Israel, there were so, not a lot of people, but very spread out. V'lo mitzvat al, and they were difficult to find guys who were all going in different directions. V'lo mishtak kesheiratet as lebem b'yema b'lilia, and caravans weren't traveling night and day. They were waiting to fill up. And they were waiting to fill up, and therefore there were small groups of people. They weren't traveling in big convoys. So the guys were scared of traveling at night. So they traveled a bit in the day and stepped overnight. Traveling, they stepped overnight. But in Ankara, you need a longer period of time. So both two opinions, the 15 days or the 3 days, would depend if it was first or second Beit HaMikdash, according to Abaye or Rav Yosef. Rava gives a third answer. Rava says no. Lo shna b'migdash rishon, lo shna b'migdash sheini. It makes no difference if it's first or second migdash. Lo hitrichu rabbanan ba'aveda yoter midai. Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah is right. Even though it might be a 15-day journey, there's a limit to what you expect people to do. You can't expect a guy to wait 15 days after the regular, etc. It's 3 days, you go there, you're mute. Right? 3 days, you got 3 days, you get it done, get back, you don't, tough luck.
That was my point about why the Simanim are, because not to worry people to look for aid. Remember?
Okay, I'm Ravina, right. Ravina says, Shma Mina, Ravina says, so what do we learn from this? But we're not being Torech, etc. Look at Rashi. Rashi, b'delo yahavilei rabbanan l'rabbanan shahut ela halicha v'chazara. Since Rabbanan limited the time and never gave you forever to worry about what you lost and found, you can't claim it's a prescription period, it's a short prescription period, it's a couple of days. We learn from that ki machriz glimmer machris. And when you announce that you lost an article, you actually say what article you lost. You don't give the same money. You say, I found a coat, or I found a watch, or I found a hat, or I found a pair of shoes, or I found a cow. Why? If you think you just announced, we lost something, right? Something was lost. Then what does that it demand from the, every single person? But inan lemitfele chad yomer yunebemare. He needs one day out to go and check all his clothes. Let's assume that the clothes are what commonly lost. So we found something in the Beit HaMikdash. Everyone's going to go now and check how many pair of pants they've got, how many shirts they've got, how many belts they've got, how many shoes they've got, how many pair of socks they've got, how many underpants they've got, how many whatever jackets they've got, how many to check if they lost something. That's what he says of Ravina. He says, therefore, that's proof. Rava says, no, what are you talking about? Rav, I'm Rafilu Tama Avaida Temachis. You could even say Avaida Temachis. And still, Lochid Rachabam Avaida Yotemida. And still didn't make, spend too much time. Right? Look at Rashi over here. Loichichu Zeshia Shoei Yotemi Shiva Yamim. Bottom line. Doesn't make, he wants to talk about that in regular. Now we discuss how you actually do it. So Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan. And that seems to be, by the way, Rava Amar Afilu Lo Chichu. No. Rava, it's a Kim. It seems like the halacha is like Ravina over here, that you actually announce what you lost. Okay, so you got to put up a sign, watch found. You can't just say, something found. you got to say, a watch was lost, etc. That's the halacha. Tanu Rabbanan. Now the Gemara discuss like this. How long? How do you announce? So we're telling you, go right to here, regular Rishon or Meir, regular Rishon. So on the first regular, let's say Pesach coming up. Now you found something this week. On Pesach you say, this is the first regular that I'm announcing that I found a watch. Okay, or Meir, regular Rishon. Regular Shani or Meir, regular Shani. The second regular Sukkot on Pesach, you say the first regular Shavuot to the second regular. On the regular Shlish, when you come to Sukkot, you just say Omer Stam. What do you mean Omer Stam? Look at Rashi, the last line of Rashi. Aveda Matzati, I found something lost. By the way, Rashi says here, Aveda Matzati, eh? No, it doesn't say Glima Matzati. So Rashi seems to be paskining like Rava. Anybody got the halacha there? Not like Ravina? Anybody got halacha there? Vein Omer Ezra Regular Lemetziata. And we don't mention on the third regular which regular it is. Why? Kresh lo yismocha over our regular ba, v'yavin shezeu regular acharon. By not saying today's the first or the second, this is the regular, just say today, I'm not mentioning what regular it was. If a guy doesn't hear you mention what regular was, he understands that that is the last regular you're going to announce. So says the Gemara of Amai, Lam regular Shlishi, say regular Shlishi. So the Gemara says, no, we don't want them to worry, get confused. They might have misunderstood. You said Shlishi, and they thought you said Shani. Don't say anything. So I said, well, I don't understand. So Shani Nami to Lachluf of Rishon. Then what happens if you say regular Shani? The guy might have thought you said regular Rishon, and still make it like that's not a big deal. Why? Hakati, regular Shlishi. Because if you on the second regal and you thought that you said the first regal, there's still another regal coming up. But if you're on the third regal and he thinks you said the second regal, he's going to think there's one more regal, but isn't another regal. So he's going to lose it altogether. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, originally, that's how they would do it. They would machriz for three regalim. And 7 days after the hearing, like we said, once the Beit Shemesh was destroyed, amazing. Look at Gemara says that, eh? Sheyibane b'hayrabeinu, it was destroyed, and now we say it should be speedily be built. Hitkinu shiyu machrizim b'batek nishul b'tei midrashot. The mitzvah halacha became that you announce it in shuls and b'tei midrash. People gather. But listen to this. The bride carries on. Umishirabu anasim. But when the ganovim started becoming too frequent, you couldn't trust any longer. Hitkinu sheyu modiin leshchenav ulemiyuadav v'dayo. Just have to tell the people that you know and the immediate neighbors of where you found it, and that's it. That's all it is. So the Gemara says, "Ma'im shavu anasim." What does it mean when the anasim? Anas is like the anas, someone who forces you. Right? What do you mean they became so many? The Amri avaded to the Malka. People would come along and say, "Ah, expropriating it. That's going to the king. Whatever got lost, he's lost for the king." Yeah, people started saying that. Rabbi Ami Ashkach Udia de Dinari. The Gemara in the story over here, Rabbi Ami, he found an Udia de Dinari. Rashi says, "Udia de Dinari, kli malei zehuvim." A purse full of gold coins. Rat Chazye, Hahu, Bar Nash. The Mishnah Shas over here, Bar Roma, a Roman. He saw this Roman guy, right? The Ochaziahu, the Roman guy, saw him, the Kamirtad. He saw that Rav Ami was a little bit nervous, that he saw that the Roman was looking at him. I suppose he's holding this gold thing in his hand now, wondering, what do I do with it now, right? Look at the guy, says, Amale zil shakul nav, take it to yourself, go, gezinta hate. The Roman says to Rabbi Ami, right? The lav parsai, and I'm not a Persian, I'm not a parsai, I'm a Roman. Right, the Amre, I'm not one of those Persians who say that whatever gets lost belongs to the Melech. Well, I'm a Roman, we are free, liberal society. If you found it, it's yours, my friend. Have it, enjoy it, go your own way and be merry. Tarabadan. Even to'en hayatab Yerushalayim. Remember the Shabbasechetani, the Even to'en? Even to'en was a rock in the old Yerushalayim, where that would be the place for the lost and found. Right, people would come and leave things there. If you lost something, you'd go there. If you found something, you'd put it there. Call me Sheh Avdelo Avei. Then we lost something, Nefet Hashem. You'd go there. V'chol mi Sheh Motza Avei. Who found something, you'd go there, Nefet Hashem. Zeh Omer U'machriz. V'zeh Omer V'not En Siman V'not La. So he would announce, I lost something. Other guy would come and give a Siman and take it. So we see, by the way, according to the Brightest, Simanim worked, right? V'zohi. The Gemara just says, the Brightest, this is the rock we spoke about. Sheshaninu, in the story of Choni HaMa'agal, remember they complained there was too much rain, and he brought too much rain. He said, how do we know if there's too much rain? He says, Sheshaninu, tzu'u uru'u im nimchet even atoin. Go and see if the even atoin, if this rock is covered in water yet. If the water's reached up to cover the even atoin, we know there's too much water, we've got to stop and ask, we've got to ask Hashem to stop the water coming. Okay. New Mishnah, Amarit, Amarit, Abedu, Bilo, Amar, Simanea. If a guy comes and says, I know what, tells you what the article was, but he doesn't give you simanim lo yitenla. Now, this is a bit of a problem in the Mishnah, right? Because we said a moment ago that we, according to Ravina, you machriz the actual Aveda. So you'd say glimmer. You'd say the coat was lost. So the guy comes and says, yeah, I lost the coat. And you said, well, we found the coat. Then big deal. You know, how does it help? I told you we lost the coat. Are you telling me we found the coat? You lost the coat. Okay, well, fantastic. So therefore, lo yiten et simanea, lo yiten, you don't give simanim, you don't give it. Listen, if the guy's a known liar, afapi shamar simanei lo yitei, still give it to him. Shenemar, ad drosh achicha oto. That was Rava's drosh, remember? You've got to prove. Ad sheti drosh achicha im ramayhu im en ramay. So what Rava was quoting the last two dapim, which we saw, Aleph, and yesterday's daf, is a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, drosh achicha ad sheti ramayhu im en ramay. Now the Gemara brings a machlok lev amarayim, itmar, Rav Yehuda Amar Avedet Machriz, Rav Nachman Amar Glima Machriz. He has the Machloket Tanaim in the Mishnah, which we saw between Ravina and Rava. Okay, so we saw in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, now previous Amud, Ravina said Glima Machriz, and Rava said Avedet Machriz, right? Everybody with me? Right? He has the Machloket Tanaim. Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda Amar Avedet Machriz, and Rav Nachman Amar Glima Machriz. Same Machloket. So Rav Nachman is like Ravina, and Rav Yehuda is like Rava. Rav Yehuda Amar Avedet Machriz. Why does Rav Yehuda say you mentioned that you lost something? You found something that was lost. Diamarta Glima Machriz, Chashna Machriz. You say Glima, you're going to worry that lies are going to come. Rav Nachman Amar Glima Machriz. You say we found a coat. Why? Ramai lo Chashinan. We don't worry about Ramai. He says, the Imkain ain Ledavar Sof. My father's nice, always likes to quote that sort of sentence, right? If you say, we worry about Ramaim, then there's no end to the matter. Why? Look at Rashi. Because then the guy can start making up all things. He says, we know that you found, this was a talus. Oh, I'll tell you about talus. It had a trailet in the tzitzit. And it had black lines. And then what? Everyone knows the word. So they took a guess on the trailer. But in their time, they all were trailer, right? So the Gemara now asks Akashia now to try and resolve this. Machlok Yehuda, who says the Avedita, and Rav Nachman, who says the glimmer, the actual article, from our Mishnah. So Tanan Amarita Avedita v'lo Amarita Simanea, if you told me what it was that I found that was lost, but you never gave Simanim, Hareze lo yitenlo. You don't give it to the guy. So, in other words, our Mishnah seems to say that just telling me what it was that you gave me without simanim don't help. So let's look at who it suits. Yeah, might be Shlomo Avedita Machriz Hakamashman. If you tell me that you were Machriz the Avedita, in other words, we've got like Rav Yehuda over here, that you just say something was lost. So that's why our Mishnah says, Afal Gav da Amar Glima, Ki lo Amar Simanim lo Mahadrinle. Right? So he said, if you just tell me now that you gave the, that you mentioned just the lost article, which is what Rav Yehuda says, that's why our Mishnah says, Afagav Amar Glima ki lo amar. It makes sense now that I just said something was lost. So you came along and said, ah, I lost a coat. And I need, but you've got to give me simanim. And here I might glimmer machris. But if you tell me like Rav Nachman said, you announced the glimmer, that we found a coat. And then the guy says, Amar ihu glimmer. Right? And he says to you, glimmer. Amar ihu glimmer. So what chichere maimar klo amar simanim lo majrenle? In other words, obviously, if you announce what the article was that was found, if the guy doesn't give you simanim, you're not going to give it back to him. That's pashut, correct? So we don't need the Mishnah to tell me that if the guy doesn't give you simanim, you don't give it back to him. If the halacha is like Rav Nachman, where you announce that you found a coat. Because it's pashut that if you tell the whole world, I found a coat, and they don't give you some money, then you're not going to give it back to them, because everyone's going to say, oh, we lost a coat. So the chidush is, dafka, because you don't announce what the article was, that's why the Mishnah had to tell us that even if the guy tells you what he lost, you still don't give it back to him with simanim. Otherwise, it was obvious. Ready with me? That's the good point to prove over here, right? It's obvious. So therefore, it seems like the halacha over here seems to be supporting Rav Yehuda, that you only machriz that it was lost. So Amar Rav Safra says no. Possibly. Maybe you could also machriz like Rav Nachman. And when we said Amar Iyu Glima, when he said, the machriz said Glima, and Iyu Sima, he gave you Simanim. So my lo amarit Simanim, what does it mean he never gave Simanim? And there could even be that it wasn't so pashut. In other words, even if you had glimmer, it's obvious that God gave you some money. But why did the Mishnah say that if he never gave you some money, you don't get it back? He gave you some money. What do you mean he never gave you some money? Lo amar simani muvakin diyadida. Diyada. Whatever. I don't know the words. He never gave you a proper enough siman. Like I said, for example, he said a talis. He said, oh, it's got black stripes and white tzitzit with a blue tchele. That's everyone's siman. I want a proper siman. I want to know, was there a burn mark from the ironing on it? Or did it have anybody's initials embroidered on it? Or was there a tear? Or was there a stain or something like that? That's really a more incredible siman. Okay. Now we go back discussing Varamai. The Mishnah says, Varamai, Abishay, Amari, Tasiman, Harez, Loitendo. Even Aramai, and Eliah, even if he gave you a siman, I just don't give it back to him. Because you're terrible, I'm Rishona, Komisha, Avdalo, Aveda, Yanoten, Siman, if not, originally, we trusted everybody. Whoever bought a siman, we gave them the thing. Mishrabo Ramayin, it kinoshu amrim lo tseva have aidin the lav Ramayak vato. When Ramay, they started being guys, became a bit more sophisticated and started lying and whatever. And I suppose society became a bit less trustworthy, right? We lost the village effect, and now it became more of a city life. So we said, you want to get it back? You want to see money? Bring me aidin that you aren't a liar. Go bring go bring witnesses and what's it called? Like often you got to go to court, you got to bring witnesses, what's it called? New, to help me out, I can't think of that.
Witnesses.
Character witnesses, thank you. Character witnesses, right? Bring me character witnesses. Right? So he says, Abhi Shamarit, right? We deliver my talk. Kiha Davud Rapapa, the Kiwasta like Rapapa's father. He lost a donkey or a barrel of wine, which I think a donkey, Vashkachu, and they found it. Atle Kamed Rabbi Baravuna. So he carried Ravuna, he says, Amalei zil aitisad la Ramaya. Ravuna says to Rapapa's father, go bring, he obviously gave simanim, he said, go bring character witnesses that you aren't a liar. Azal aitisad, he went and brought witnesses. So Amalei, so Rapapa says to them, yadaitun beit Ramayu, you guys know that he's a liar? So Amalei, yes, he's a liar. So he says to them, so the father says to the witness, Amaleu, Ana Ramai Ana. So you're telling me, I'm a liar. So Amaleu said, no. Ana Laura Maya Kiru said, you're not a liar. So Amaravarabhuna, Rabbanura said, Mistabra, this all makes sense. Law my tidish chovat nirat. What does it mean, Mistabra? Rashi says, Mistabra, Shazaya, Data, this was their intention originally. There was these guys didn't change their verdict. Then originally say yes, it's a lie, and then they suddenly they got scared when they said no, they changed their mind. He said, no, obviously this is what they meant to say. It's like they said they're going to change their minds. Why? The Gemara gives the reason why. He says, people don't bring character witnesses, are going to incriminate them. If you're going to go bring character witnesses, you're going to be sure you brought guys who are going to come to debate and at least support you. You're going to go bring guys and say you're a liar, right? You don't agree, Selwyn?
No, I'm just amazed that the Gemara recorded this whole issue.
Yeah. Okay, could we just try and do this Mishnah quickly? Wow. In addition to the Mishnah, this. Kol davar she'oseh ochel yaseh v'yochal. She says, anything that you can do, look at Rashi over here. Im aveda zo davar she'yocholin ha'achilo et schar ma'asav. Kon shor v'chamor yaseh v'yochal. In other words, if it's a donkey or an ox that can plow and work the fields, use it to work for it and cover the cost of maintaining it. Look at Rashi. V'lo yim koroto ha-motze im shahu ba'alav midrash da'asho. She adam noach lo behem ha-to she'ikir bo kvar v'lim dalit shalom. She said, don't go and sell it. Why? Because give the owner a chance to find it. People like their donkeys and animals they're used to. They're familiar with them. They know each other. They understand the language. And you start breaking in a whole new horse and a whole new donkey or a whole new ox. Whatever. Give them a bit of time for the owner to come and find them. Right?
You can use it.
Use it. Right? But davar she'eino seiv ochel. And if it's something which doesn't cover its costs, right, then Yimacher sell it. Shneimar Vashevote lo. Right? You just gotta give it back. The pastor of Imlo Karovachicha Lecha, Velo Yadato, you don't know who he was, the uncollected, they'll talk betecha. Vya imach adrosh achicha oto vashevot, give it back to him. She says Shavote lo. Says, you gotta find your way how to give it back to him. Look at Rashi. Shlotachilenu chati damav. Sheimken en lo hashava. He said, look, if he's going to consume half your money, it's going to cost you all your money to look after this guy's thing, then it's not a big deal. That's not the shtick over here. So he says, Maye bedami. Right? What happened to his money? Rabbi Tamar Meir Yishtamesh Bahen. Right? So what happened now? The question is the money, when you sold the money. When you sold, you got the money, what do you do? Shabbat Utam says, Yishtamesh Bahen. What do you mean, Yishtamesh Bahen? You can use the money. Nefichach. Says Rashi Aviyah, Lefichach. Rashi says, we'll see in the word what Lefichach means. Im avdo chaya b'chayotan. If you lost the money, you got to you chal machrayot. Why? Because you're allowed to use it. So you're using it. The guy, you remain obligated to the guy for that money always. It doesn't become yours. Rabbi Akiva Omer, lo yishtamesh b'hen. You aren't allowed to use it. Lefichach im avdu el chabachrim. You lost it not. You put it in a safe place. If it gets lost, not your problem. Okay, I think it's enough over here. We'll carry on the Gemara tomorrow.